Big Rob's Rant 6 saw me ranting generally about inequitable treatment. Inequitable enforcement was addressed in Big Rob's Rant 7. Equitable treatment is now becoming an issue being taken up by councillors. Councillors Marks and Meinecke have proposed a motion to be put to council next week. The motion addresses various issues raised as a result of the operations of the Lismore Farmers Market. I will discuss the Lismore Farmers Market more later in the show. Under the proposed motion, Councillor Marks said the idea is to regain control of market policy if it is agreed they are not working as envisioned. A section of CBD retailers who no longer support the market have expressed various concerns. These extend to such issues as equitable treatment in relation to being provided with the same services or opportunities as those being afforded to markets. Allowing one business to operate with very little restrictions or without fear of enforcement because they are considered much loved by a part of the community is repugnant to the concept of equitable treatment. Taking it a step further and providing them with opportunities and services that are not made available to other businesses compounds the problem. When equitable treatment is not a basic underlying principle in all council decisions, inequities are the natural result. One such inequity is that currently being considered by the Australian Human Rights Commission relating to access in Magellan Street for those with visual impairments when markets are operating. Instead of resolving the inequity, council staff responded with attempts at justifying the ongoing inequity. Lismore City Council's Manager of Development and Compliance, Peter Jukin, has determined that an event that is scheduled every Thursday and Saturday for the next year or so, and which has already been operating for about a year and a half, somehow falls under the access guidelines for temporary events. Even the temporary events policy requires the provision of unobstructed footpath areas for the movement of pedestrians of 1.5 metres with an absolute minimum of 1.2 metres. I'm not sure why the two distances are provided, since the minimum distance would be the one most likely to be chosen, but even this is not provided for the movement of pedestrians. I am yet to hear of anyone with a visual impairment that requires the use of a mobility aid to be able to successfully navigate the markets in Magellan Street using the shoreline technique when they are operating on a Thursday afternoon. I cannot see how it would be possible without colliding with obstacles. If there were a large number of visual impaired voters, this inequity would have long been resolved. I am still posting on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to post your views. This is Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM.